I was talking about that today, how, like, you know, it's a positive that since guys can't be with the team, with the CBA, the guys are seeking work outside with instructors and so forth. Will Sullivan, you worked with Will, right?
Yes.
How'd you describe what that experience was like?
I think it was great. You know, being having an opportunity to continue being a player like Devin, you know, a real smart guy, someone that could continue to talk me through, you know, our scheme, and I could continue to learn, and having a good position coach, I think it was very good for me, and I think for everyone else that's going there too.
Is a lot of the physical work you do, like in terms of technique, is that pretty consistent with what the organization?
Yes. Will doesn't teach everyone the same thing, you know. I mean, he kind of tailored things to your game and try to help you, you know, help you the best way he can fit into whatever system that you're playing in. I mean, it's also, you know, things that he teaches you that you can probably bring and help use in your technique here.
How did you decide to go there? How did that opportunity arise?
Just hearing, you know, different guys talking throughout the league, and, you know, just thought it would be a great opportunity for me to get out there and get around someone that's been successful with some other guys.
You mentioned Devin. Darrell was out there as well. What kind of an impact did he have? I know he's not here anymore. He's with the Jets, but what kind of an impact last year did he have?
He's a great player, so always been around good players always help. So, I mean, we play two different positions, so, I mean, I wouldn't say that, you know, him being there really helped me a whole lot. But, I mean, he's definitely a good friend of mine, and so it's definitely being able to be around a good player like that.
Well, special teams, your role in special teams is so important. You've made your mark in that role. Are there things you do in the offseason the way you would as a defensive back that can help you?
Most definitely. You know, being able to, you know, I'm here all year round, so being able to get in here, you know, watch some film when we're allowed to, and those different things, and, you know, just trying to get better any way I can.
I know Matthew went down. I think we all watched it, kind of holding our breaths and, you know, hoping that he was going to be okay. And we don't know about his status now. But just in terms of his leadership and what he's meant to the special teams, you know, what kind of an impact has Matthew's leader had on you?
He definitely has a big impact. You know, he's the guy to make everything go. You know, a lot of us believe in him a lot, and he believes in us. So, you know, we just try to do everything we can to give him 110% because we know he's going to do it for us also.
You guys, as a special teams unit, we had a big play the other night when Indianapolis did the swing green game. And a lot of the focus has been on what the Colts decided to do and didn't accomplish. But you guys kept your poise. What's the key to that in that situation?
I think it's all, you know, coaching and preparation. You know, our coach prepares for every type of situation. You know, we obviously didn't practice that exact play because there's no way for us to know exactly what they're going to do. But we do have rules as far as, you know, how we get into a safe place to defend against those type of things.
And final note, just in general about the Jets in this week, how pumped are you to be back at home for the first of three straight at home after being on the road a lot thus far this season? And two, preparing for this game, is it any different? I know you try to approach it to what you say.
It's a big game because it's the next one. You know what I mean? Like, it's a great opportunity for us. You know, it's a division game. You know, those games, you know, the records and all that stuff really don't matter anymore. You know, you're just going to play a great football team. We think they have a lot of good players. So we just going to go out there and give it our best shot and see what happens.
You impressed with the way Marshall has impacted that team along with Decker?
Most definitely. You know, they're doing an awesome job on offense. Fitzpatrick doing a great job spreading the ball around, getting different guys the ball. And it all starts with the running game, so we got our hands full.
And how about Cumberland? He doesn't get recognized a lot, yet when we've seen him in the past, he's played well for the Jets.
Yeah, every year we've played him in the past, he's had a bigger role. So you never know who that offense is going to feature. They pass the ball around a lot. The offensive coordinator gets everyone involved. So we've got people prepared on everyone.
That Ivory's pretty hard runner.
Definitely.
Yeah. Damon, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Thanks.